I still remember the incident last quarter when our team's misconfigured GitOps pipeline led to a cascading failure across multiple clusters, resulting in a 6-HOUR downtime for our e-commerce platform. And what made it even harder was that we were using a legacy tool that didn't support multi-tenancy. So we had to manually intervene and reconcile the state of our clusters, which is why I'm so excited to dive into FluxCD and its support for progressive delivery, multi-tenancy, GitOps, and OCI artifact management. We since migrated to Flux V2, which has been a game changer with its new architecture based on controllers, and we've been able to implement team namespaces for multi-tenancy, which has greatly improved our security posture. What makes this even more interesting is that Flux now supports OCI artifacts for both Helm and Customize, which has streamlined our deployment processes. We've also been experimenting with Flagger for Canary and Blue-Green deployments, and the notification controller has been a lifesaver for alert routing.
I push back on that. In our experience, the biggest challenge with GitOps tools like Flux is not the technology itself, but rather the cultural shift required to adopt a GitOps mindset. And I think that's what makes this topic so relevant right now, as more and more enterprises are trying to navigate this shift. We've seen teams struggle to balance the need for automation with the need for manual oversight. And Flux's image automation controller has been a key component in addressing this challenge. The ability to automate image updates and leverage Bootstrap and cluster recovery has been a major win for our teams. However, we've also had to consider the trade-offs between Flux and other tools like Argo CD, particularly when it comes to enterprise features like security, compliance, and scalability.
What makes that even harder is that most teams are already dealing with a complex landscape of tools and processes, and adding GitOps to the mix can be overwhelming, which is why I think it's so important to focus on the practical aspects of implementing Flux in a real-world environment. For example, we've had to configure the Flux controllers to work with our existing CI/CD pipelines, and we've had to debug issues with the notification controller and alert routing. We've also had to fine-tune the image automation controller to optimize image updates and minimize downtime. One of the key benefits of Flux is its support for OCI artifacts, which has allowed us to streamline our deployment processes and reduce the complexity of our pipelines.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a canary deployment strategy using Flagger, and we realized that our existing pipeline wasn't optimized for progressive delivery. So we had to re-architect our pipeline to take advantage of Flux's features. We've also been exploring the use of Flux's Bootstrap and cluster recovery features to automate the recovery of failed clusters, which has been a major win for our teams. The thing most teams miss about Flux is that it's not just a GitOps tool, but a full-fledged platform for managing the lifecycle of your applications. And that requires a fundamentally different approach to application delivery. For instance, we've had to configure the Flux controllers to work with our existing infrastructure as code tools. And we've had to integrate Flux with our monitoring and logging tools to get a complete view of our application's performance.
I'd like to dive deeper into the specifics of Flux's architecture and how it enables progressive delivery, because I think that's an area where Flux really shines. With the new controller-based architecture, we've been able to implement a highly scalable and resilient GitOps pipeline that can handle complex deployment scenarios. We've also been able to leverage the notification controller to route alerts to the right teams, and the image automation controller has been instrumental in optimizing our image updates. One of the key benefits of Flux is its support for multi-tenancy, which has allowed us to implement team namespaces and improve our security posture. We've also been experimenting with Flux's support for Customize, which has given us more flexibility in our deployment configurations.
The thing that's most interesting to me about Flux is its support for OCI artifacts, which has allowed us to decouple our deployment process from our build process. And that's had a major impact on our ability to deliver software quickly and reliably. We've been able to use Flux to manage the deployment of our applications across multiple clusters, and the support for Helm and Customize has given us a lot of flexibility in our deployment. Configurations. We've also been exploring the use of Flux's image automation controller to optimize our image updates, and the notification controller has been instrumental in routing alerts to the right teams. What makes this even more powerful is that we can integrate Flux with our existing CI/CD tools, such as Jenkins or GitLab CI/CD, to create a seamless pipeline from build to deployment.
What makes that even harder is that we're not just talking about deploying simple applications, but complex systems with multiple services and dependencies, which requires a high degree of automation and orchestration. Flux's support for progressive delivery has been instrumental in helping us achieve this, and we've been able to use Flagger to implement Canary and Blue-Green deployments that minimize downtime, reduce risk. We've also been experimenting with Flux's support for Bootstrap and cluster recovery, which has allowed us to automate the recovery of failed clusters and minimize the impact of failures. One of the key benefits of Flux is its ability to integrate with our existing monitoring and logging tools, which has given us a complete view of our application's performance and allowed us to optimize our deployment processes.
We've actually seen a significant reduction in downtime and an increase in deployment velocity since adopting Flux, and I think that's because we've been able to leverage the power of GitOps to automate and optimize our deployment processes. We've also been able to use Flux to implement a highly scalable and resilient deployment pipeline that can handle complex deployment scenarios, and the support for multi-tenancy has been instrumental in improving our security posture. One of the key challenges we faced is integrating Flux with our existing infrastructure as code tools, such as Terraform or CloudFormation, but the benefits have been well worth the effort. We've also been exploring the use of Flux's image automation controller to optimize our image updates and minimize downtime, and the notification controller has been instrumental in routing alerts to the right teams.
I'd like to explore the comparison between Flux and Argo CD in more detail, because I think that's an area where enterprises are still trying to navigate the trade-offs between different GitOps tools. We've been using both Flux and Argo CD in our environment, and we've seen that each tool has its own strengths and weaknesses. Flux's support for progressive delivery and OCI artifacts has been instrumental in our ability to deliver software quickly and reliably, but Argo CD's support for rollbacks and self-healing has been instrumental in our ability to minimize downtime and reduce risk. One of the key benefits of Flux is its ability to integrate with our existing CI/CD tools, which has given us a seamless pipeline from build to deployment.
The thing that's most interesting to me about the comparison between Flux and Argo CD is that it's not just about the technical features, but about the cultural and organizational implications of adopting a GitOps mindset. We've seen that teams that are able to adopt a GitOps mindset are able to deliver software more quickly and reliably, but it requires a fundamental shift in how we think about application delivery and management. Flux's support for multi-tenancy and team namespaces has been instrumental in helping us achieve this, and we've been able to use Flux to implement a highly scalable and resilient deployment pipeline that can handle complex deployment scenarios. One of the key challenges we faced is integrating Flux with our existing monitoring and logging tools, but the benefits have been well worth the effort.
One of the most compelling real-world examples of Flux in action is a large financial institution that used it to deploy a complex trading platform across multiple environments, leveraging the multi-tenancy features to isolate different teams and applications, and implementing a Canary deployment strategy using Flux's built-in support for progressive delivery, which allowed them to roll out new features to a small subset of users before promoting them to the entire user base. The institution also utilized Flux's integration with external tools, such as Prometheus and Grafana, to monitor and visualize the deployment process, and to alert on any issues that arose during deployment. This setup enabled the institution to automate the deployment of their application, reducing the time it took to get changes into production from weeks to hours, and improving the overall reliability and stability of the platform. Furthermore, the institution was able to leverage Flux's support for OCI artifact management to manage and version their application's dependencies, which helped to improve the security and integrity of the deployment process.
That's a great illustration of the power of Flux in a real-world setting. And it highlights the importance of considering the enterprise patterns and integration points when implementing a GitOps solution, such as integrating with existing identity and access management systems, like Active Directory or LDAP, to ensure that only authorized personnel can make changes to the application configuration, and implementing role-based access control to restrict access to sensitive resources. Additionally, the institution's use of Flux's progressive delivery features, such as canary deployments and automated rollbacks, helped to reduce the risk of errors and improve the overall quality of the application by allowing them to test new features in a production-like environment before rolling them out to the entire user base. We've also seen examples of companies using Flux to implement advanced use cases, such as automated deployment of machine learning models and integration with other tools, such as Jenkins and GitHub. Actions to create a seamless continuous integration and continuous deployment.
Another war story that comes to mind is a company that was using Flux to deploy a complex microservices-based application, and they ran into issues with configuring the tool to work with their existing Kubernetes cluster, which was using a custom networking setup, and they had to work with the Flux community to develop a custom solution that would allow them to use Flux with their existing infrastructure, which involved creating a custom webhook to handle the deployment of their application and configuring Flux to use a specific set of annotations to identify the resources that needed to be deployed. This experience highlights the importance of considering the security implications of using a GitOps tool like Flux, such as ensuring that the tool is properly configured to use secure communication protocols like HTTPS, and that access to the tool is restricted to authorized personnel using techniques like encryption and authentication. It also underscores the value of having a supportive community and a flexible, extensible tool that can be adapted to meet the needs of a wide range of users.
The security considerations are crucial when implementing a GitOps solution, and Flux provides a number of features that can help to mitigate potential security risks, such as support for encryption and secure communication protocols, like TLS, and integration with external security tools like vaults and secrets managers to manage sensitive data, like API keys and credentials. For example, Flux can be configured to use a secrets manager, like HashiCorp's vault, to store and manage sensitive data, and to use that data to authenticate with external systems, like databases and messaging queues. Additionally, Flux provides a number of features that can help to improve the overall security posture of the application, such as support for automated deployment of security patches and updates, and integration with external security scanning tools like vulnerability scanners and compliance scanners. We've also seen companies using Flux to implement advanced security use cases, such as automated deployment of security policies and compliance frameworks, and integration with external security information and event management systems, like CMs.
When it comes to integration points, Flux provides a number of APIs and interfaces that can be used to integrate it with other tools and systems, such as Kubernetes, Docker, and Helm, and it also provides support for a number of external data sources like Git repositories and container registries, which can be used to manage and version application dependencies like libraries and frameworks. For example, Flux can be configured to use a Git repository as a source of truth for application configuration and to use a container registry to manage and version application dependencies, like Docker images. This allows companies to create a seamless continuous integration and continuous deployment pipeline that can automate the entire software delivery process, from code commit to production deployment. Furthermore, Flux's support for multi-tenancy and team namespaces allows companies to isolate different teams and applications and to manage access to sensitive resources like production environments and sensitive data.
One of the key benefits of using Flux is its ability to provide a single source of truth for application configuration and deployment, which can help to reduce errors and improve the overall quality of the application by ensuring that all changes are properly tracked and versioned, and that only authorized personnel can make changes to the application configuration. We've seen companies use Flux to implement a range of enterprise patterns, such as automated deployment of applications to multiple environments, like dev, staging, and prod, and integration with external monitoring and logging tools like Prometheus and Grafana to provide real-time visibility into application performance and health. Additionally, Flux's support for advanced use cases like automated deployment of machine learning models and integration with external data sources like databases and messaging queues can help companies to create more complex and sophisticated applications, like real-time.
Another important consideration when implementing a GitOps solution like Flux is the need to manage and version application dependencies, like libraries and frameworks, which can be done using Flux's support for OCI artifact management, which allows companies to manage and version application dependencies, like Docker images and Helm charts, and to ensure that only approved and validated dependencies are used in the application. This can help to improve the overall security and integrity of the application by reducing the risk of vulnerabilities and errors, and by ensuring that all dependencies are properly tracked and versioned. Furthermore, Flux's support for automated deployment of security patches and updates can help to ensure that the application is always up to date and secure by automatically deploying security patches and updates as soon as they become available.
The use of Flux's OCI Zero Fact Management features can also help to improve the overall efficiency and productivity of the development team by automating the process of managing and versioning application dependencies, and by providing a single source of truth for application configuration and deployment. This can help to reduce errors and improve the overall quality of the application by ensuring that all changes are properly tracked and versioned, and that only authorized personnel can make changes to the application configuration. Additionally, Flux's support for advanced use cases like automated deployment of machine learning models and integration with external data sources can help companies to create more complex and sophisticated applications like real-time analytics and IoT systems, which can provide a competitive advantage in the market.
We've also seen companies using Flux to implement a range of security controls, such as network policies and secret management, which can help to improve the overall security posture of the application by reducing the risk of unauthorized access and data breaches. For example, Flux can be configured to use a network policy to restrict access to sensitive resources, like databases and messaging queues, and to use a secrets manager to manage and version sensitive data like API keys and credentials. Additionally, Flux's support for automated deployment of security patches and updates can help to ensure that the application is always up to date and secure by automatically deploying security patches and updates as soon as they become available.
The implementation of Flux can also have a significant impact on the overall culture and organization of the development team by promoting a culture of automation and continuous improvement, and by providing a framework for continuous integration and continuous deployment. This can help to improve the overall efficiency and productivity of the team by automating the process of managing and versioning application dependencies, and by providing a single source of truth for application configuration and deployment. Furthermore, Flux's support for multi-tenancy and team namespaces can help to improve collaboration and communication between different teams and stakeholders by providing a shared understanding of the application configuration and deployment process.
Another important consideration when implementing a GitOps solution like Flux is the need to monitor and visualize the deployment process, which can be done using external tools like Prometheus and Grafana to provide real-time visibility into application performance and health. This can help to improve the overall quality and reliability of the application by providing a clear understanding of the deployment process and any issues that may arise, and by allowing developers to quickly identify and resolve any problems that may occur. Additionally, Flux's support for automated deployment of security patches and updates can help to ensure that the application is always up to date and secure by automatically deploying security patches and updates as soon as they become available.
The use of Flux's monitoring and Azureization features can also help to improve the overall efficiency and productivity of the development team by providing a clear understanding of the deployment process and any issues that may arise, and by allowing developers to quickly identify and resolve any problems that may occur. This can help to reduce errors and improve the overall quality of the application by ensuring that all changes are properly tracked and versioned, and that only authorized personnel can make changes to the application configuration. Furthermore, Flux's support for advanced use cases like automated deployment of machine learning models and integration with external data sources can help companies to create more complex and sophisticated applications, like real-time analytics and IoT systems.
We've also seen companies using Flux to implement a range of enterprise patterns, such as automated deployment of applications to multiple environments, like dev, staging, and prod, and integration with external monitoring and logging tools, like Prometheus and Grafana, to provide real-time visibility into application performance and health. This can help to improve the overall quality and reliability of the application by providing a clear understanding of the deployment process and any issues that may arise, and by allowing developers to quickly identify and resolve any problems that may occur. Additionally, Flux's support for multi-tenancy and team namespaces can help to improve collaboration and communication between different teams and stakeholders by providing a shared understanding of the application configuration and deployment process.
The implementation of Flux can also have a significant impact on the overall security posture of the application by providing a framework for automated deployment of security patches and updates, and by integrating with external security tools like vulnerability scanners and compliance scanners. This can help to reduce the risk of unauthorized access and data breaches by ensuring that the application is always up to date and secure, and by providing a clear understanding of the security posture of the application. Furthermore, Flux's support for advanced use cases, like automated deployment of security policies and compliance frameworks, can help companies to create more complex and sophisticated security controls, like network policies and secret management.
Another important consideration when implementing a GitOps solution like Flux is the need to manage and version application dependencies like libraries and frameworks, which can be done using Flux's support for OCI artifact management, which allows companies to manage and version application dependencies like Docker images and Helm charts, and to ensure that only approved and validated dependencies are used in the application. This can help to improve the overall security and integrity of the application by reducing the risk of vulnerabilities and errors, and by ensuring that all dependencies are properly tracked and versioned. Additionally, Flux's support for automated deployment of security patches and updates can help to ensure that the application is always up to date and secure by automatically deploying security patches and updates as soon as they become available.
The use of Flux's OCI Zero Fact Management features can also help to improve the overall efficiency and productivity of the development team by automating the process of managing and versioning application dependencies. And by providing a single source of truth for application, configuration, and deployment. This can help to reduce errors and improve the overall quality of the application by ensuring that all changes are properly tracked and versioned, and that only authorized personnel can make changes to the application configuration. Furthermore, Flux's support for advanced use cases like automated deployment of machine learning models and integration with external data sources can help companies to create more complex and sophisticated applications like real-time analytics and IoT systems, which can provide a competitive advantage in the market.
We've also seen companies using Flux to implement a range of security controls, such as network policies and secret management, which can help to improve the overall security posture of the application by reducing the risk of unauthorized access and data breaches. For example, Flux can be configured to use a network policy to restrict access to sensitive resources, like databases and messaging queues, and to use a secrets manager to manage and version sensitive data like API keys and credentials. Additionally, Flux's support for automated deployment of security patches and updates can help to ensure that the application is always up to date and secure by automatically deploying security patches and updates as soon as they become available.
The implementation of Flux can also have a significant impact on the overall culture and organization of the development team by promoting a culture of automation and continuous improvement, and by providing a framework for continuous integration and continuous deployment. This can help to improve the overall efficiency and productivity of the team by automating the process of managing and versioning application dependencies, and by providing a single source of truth for application configuration and deployment. Furthermore, Flux's support for multi-tenancy and team namespaces can help to improve collaboration and communication between different teams and stakeholders by providing a shared understanding of the application configuration and deployment process.
Another important consideration when implementing a GitOps solution like Flux is the need to monitor and visualize the deployment process, which can be done using external tools like Prometheus and Grafana to provide real-time visibility into application performance and health. This can help to improve the overall quality and reliability of the application by providing a clear understanding of the deployment process and any issues that may arise, and by allowing developers to quickly identify and resolve any problems that may occur. Additionally, Flux's support for automated deployment of security patches and updates can help to ensure that the application is always up to date and secure by automatically deploying security patches and updates as soon as they become available.
The use of Flux's monitoring and azurization features can also help to improve the overall efficiency and productivity of the development team by providing a clear understanding of the deployment process and any issues that may arise, and by allowing developers to quickly identify and resolve any problems that may occur. This can help to reduce errors and improve the overall quality of the application by ensuring that all changes are properly tracked and versioned, and that only authorized personnel can make changes to the application configuration. Furthermore, Flux's support for advanced use cases like automated deployment of machine learning models and integration with external data sources can help companies to create more complex and sophisticated applications like real-time analytics and IoT systems.
All right, so to wrap up, I think my key takeaways from our discussion on Flux CD are, firstly, its ability to provide a unified GitOps approach to application delivery and management. Secondly, its support for multi-tenancy, which is crucial for large-scale deployments. And lastly, its integration with OCI artifact management, which streamlines the deployment process.
I completely agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few more. For me, the ability to automate the deployment of machine learning models is a game changer. Additionally, Flux's focus on security and compliance is essential for enterprises. And finally, its extensibility and customizability make it a great fit for a wide range of use cases.
I see what you mean, Diana, but I still think the multi-tenancy aspect is what sets Flux apart from other GitOps tools. It's a major pain point for many organizations.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel, but for me, the security and compliance features are just as important. If you can't ensure the integrity of your application and its data, then what's the point of having a sophisticated deployment tool?
That's a fair point, Diana. I think we'll just have to agree to disagree on what matters most. But overall, I think we can both agree that FluxCD is a powerful tool that can help organizations streamline their application delivery and management.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to our discussion on FluxCD. If you'd like to learn more, be sure to check out the links in our show notes.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more episodes on DevOps, GitOps, and all things related to application delivery and management.
Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.